the zeros of...
Salman Khan's disembodied voice is heard every day by tens of thousands of students around the world who are hungry for help learning math. He has posted 1,200 lessons on YouTube, lessons that appear on an electronic blackboard and range from basic addition and advanced calculus to science and finance, and they are free.
Introduction to trigonometry is where I teach people about the trig functions. This is one of the more popular videos. This has 179,000 views. And, you know, this is just what sine, cosine, and tangent are.
Salman Khan lives in California's Silicon Valley with his wife, a rheumatologist in training at Stanford University, and their new baby. He got the idea for Khan Academy 4 years ago when he taught a young cousin how to convert kilograms to grams. With Khan's help, the cousin got good at math, and Khan launched a new career.
2 plus 2 is 4.
Now, Khan records his lessons from a converted closet in the back of his bedroom. He never goes on camera.
It kind of feels like the voice in their head. You're looking at it, it kind of feels like someone's over your shoulder talking in your ear as opposed to someone at a blackboard that's distant from you.
When the all-girl Castilleja School in Palo Alto, California invited Khan to speak in person, he immediately connected to the students there.
You tell me that you really don't know how, you know, dividing decimals is still kind of this little gray area, and if dividing decimals actually is, you're not alone. Dividing decimals is kind of the one thing that no one wants to admit that they kind of forgot how to do.
The concept of short lessons that can be played over and over again attracted high school senior Bridget Meany. She says she had trouble with 7th grade algebra.
I think the teachers are good, but they can't go at a pace that's perfect for everyone. But I like the concept of knowing something in class, but then going back and pressing pause or rewind and actually getting a deeper understanding of it.
Originally, Khan kept his lessons short because of YouTube restrictions. Now, he thinks short is better.
I've gotten researchers telling me that you don't realize 10 minutes we've done studies is how long someone can have a high level of concentration. And anything beyond that, you kind of lose it. And I think we've all had that experience in sitting in college where you can be with the professor for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you kind of lose it.
For Khan, teaching math, science, and finance is just the beginning. He says he's ready to expand his YouTube site to include other subjects as well. I'm Rachel Silverman for VOA's Making a Difference in San Francisco, California.
As a square of an